The next coach in the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 0-1 overall and open their home schedule against Virginia on Saturday. A 7 p.m. contest will be televised by the Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Just a quick opening statement, then we'll take a few questions.
Okay, again, coming off first loss, very disappointing the way we played against Ball State. Had a chance there to get into Lucas Oil where the championship game's going to be played, and that's a great venue, and it's going to be exciting for the league next 5 years. That's going to be a heck of a deal. But in our performance, played a fair amount of young guys. I think played nine freshmen and a bunch of first-year guys, getting them going, and that was pretty good. They actually played pretty well. Didn't turn the ball over, which was great. Very, very solid in the kicking game. No penalties, but just line of scrimmage, playing physical, playing good D, rushing the ball. Just did not do the things it takes to win, and we're going back at it working hard this week because we've got to make some strong improvement in those areas to compete in the non-league as we get into Big Ten play here the 1st of October.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from line of Adam Neff with WBNS Radio.
Yeah, hey, Coach, what challenges does Virginia present to you guys Saturday?
You know, watching them in their opener against William & Mary, they played very, very sound. Offensive line, you know, very big offensive line, a couple nice tight ends that they can use to gain some leverage and shifting and trading to run their sweeps, their bounce plays, their power plays. A couple young backs with some speed, one really good receiver. Line in the running game played well enough. Their quarterback got off to a great start. So a lot of continuity out the gate against William & Mary. Defensively, very sound, solid. Didn't give up a lot of plays. Made William & Mary work for it again at 40-3. Looked like, again, Coach London's second year. I know they're coming off a 4-8 season. But looked very, very solid. So it'll be a tremendous challenge. And probably going to be a good gauge of where we match up as we get into some Big Ten type talent, where we are size, speed, skill-wise, as we start getting ready for league play. So going to be a very stout test. And look forward to seeing where we are.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
So let's talk a little about the play of Edward Wright Baker. His first start at quarterback, threw the ball pretty well.
He did. I mean, there's a couple times where he locked maybe on the wrong direction. Some of our plays, which are kind of half ball oriented, go this coverage, go this side, this coverage, go this side. So there's a couple times where I think he got locked on a receiver, froze a little, or got bluffed a little, but they did manage the team well. Communication was reasonably good as far as our play calling and his ability to communicate the line of scrimmage like we do. Didn't force a lot of throws where there was balls, had no turnovers, so good start. Again, we've got to help him out, though, with our run game and line play to but on his own, not a bad first start. And I think that's because of the competition we've had with he and Dusty Kill and Trey Roberson. He's been in a great competition. He's been working hard. He came out and had a solid first start.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Kevin, I know you want to see more enthusiasm on Saturday. How do you foster that in practice or how on game day? How do you get those guys to show what you want them to on the sideline and on the field?
Well, and again, as a coach, again, you go back, and whether you're winning or losing, you're looking at your prep and what you're doing and how to get things better. And I go back and look at some things we emphasize, and I think we've got a lot of things in the first game emphasized that we wanted. But the energy level, the aggressiveness, the bounce in the step, the passion that you're looking for, whether it be defensively, in the running game, offensively, as a running back or as an offensive lineman. Don't know if our guys were having a lot of fun. So we don't want by any means to make our situation here like we're having jokes and it's casual. We've got to work hard. But in working hard, it's still a game of kids. And we got to get our guys to have a lot of energy. Again, the way we played the other night, if you don't make plays, the crowd is not going to give you energy. And we're coming off, you know, some seasons where, you know, maybe our crowd is not going to energize ourselves, and that's no one's fault but our own. But what we've got to do is internally as coaches, and again, there's a great deal of thumb pointing with our players yesterday as coaching staff of things that we can do better, things we're going to do better. But that being said, Adam, as we go through meetings, practice, and into game situations, we're going to do everything we can to foster excitement, energy, enthusiasm, fun. Our guys have been working hard. Our kids have been great to go out and play the way they did. It's my fault. And we're looking at some ways we can do some things and practice. We're not trying to be cheerleaders, but we want to get some balance in the step and have a lot of fun, have a lot of energy. Started yesterday with some great meetings, showing them some great examples of what we saw that we didn't like, shows some examples of other teams and things that we're looking for. And as we go through the week, we're going to see if we can build it. And we got to keep rebuilding that and re-energizing that every week and every day as we build our program. If we've probably gotten away from one thing, as hard as we've worked, I think we've gotten away from having a little bit of fun. That's what we're going to try to do this week.
And, Kevin, do you think it will help just playing at home, you know, having a true home game versus a neutral site, just getting that atmosphere going?
No, you would think so, but at the same time, that was a pretty neat deal for our guys. You know, a lot of Indianapolis kids were playing right there, and that's what's disappointing. The Jumbotrons, the lighting, the sound system, the bands. There was 40,000. It wasn't packed out, but an indoor arena, and that's what the young guys will build on, because that was not really a small-time atmosphere. That was a nice a locker room setting, a warm-up area, playing the game, the setup. So that's a little disappointing. And at the same time, I think our team, we're still a team in our building stages that we're waiting and looking and reacting instead of making our own opportunities, making our own energy. We've got to spark our own fire. We've got to spark our own energy. And again, as a coach, that's my fault for maybe not seeing that in the forefront. And that's not the only answer, or that's not the answer to all our problems. Or things that we can improve, but that's the one thing short term that is evident, that's lacking, and that is one thing that is easily fixable, and we're going to work hard to see if we can create that environment as we move through this week, this game, and the games to come.
Kevin, just the one last thing about the stadium. You guys have had the first opportunity to be there, Big Ten team, for a game. Do you have a sense of what it's going to be like for the first Big Ten championship game?
I think it'll be awesome. Again, we last year, had a chance to go to the Cowboys Arena, and it might have a bigger Jumbotron in the middle of the field, but I mean it's got that very, very nice feel. Having been to San Antonio, having been down to Houston, and I mean those pro stadiums are very, very neat. The fans will love it. Again, I don't think the people in Indiana realize how lucky we are as a state for our high school programs, teams, and for us in building our program to have that game right here in our backyard. Because I think that's a beautiful venue. It's the administration up there, Mike Fox, and the people running that place do a great job. And the Big Ten is in for a treat. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks.
All right, Coach, that's all the time we have. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.